Hi everyone, this is Christine and welcome back to A Pop of Culture. So this week we're going to talk about something really exciting. So last weekend, so 2 days ago I believe, so on March 17th and 18th, Taylor Swift started her Eras Tour. I am so excited for this. She played 44 songs and was on stage for 3.5 hours. I don't know how that woman does it, but it's awesome, and I am so excited for her to come to Texas. She will be performing at the AT&T Studio here in Arlington, Texas, which is the one I will be going to, but I will be going on night 3. So, she is playing songs from all over eras, so Debut, Speak Now, Fearless, Red, 1989, Reputation, Folklore, Evermore, and Midnights. I did see that she played one song from Debut and one song from Speak Now at the tour, so that was a little surprising, but she's also doing this thing where she's playing like a surprise song and it's a different song for every show, so maybe she'll bring out a Speak Now or a Debut song there. But it was 44 songs and it did cover most of the eras, and the people at these concerts, their outfits were amazing. They reflected everything like that. It was like an archive of Taylor Swift's career, and it was just really beautiful. Another thing was there was some issue with the merch because the line was super duper long. There were like 2-3 night merch stands, and everything was sold out by night 2 in Glendale, Arizona, and a lot of the merch that was left was just kind of ugly, people were saying. Taylor Swift needs a new merch team. I've seen some of the stuff she's putting out. It's not that pretty, but there was this one crew neck that I kind of want, so I'm hoping that it's still there, because I am night 3 and I do not want to settle for like an ugly water bottle, even though I'm probably gonna get it anyways if there's nothing else left. Maybe a poster, who knows? But yes, I just know that parking was crazy. There was a lot of issues at the venue, and it's like there just seems to be so much that people didn't expect and that we should have foreseen, but we didn't. So that's really sad. But what was really nice about the concert apparently is that Taylor Swift played a bunch of her most popular songs. So she played All Too Well, 10-minute version. She played a lot of songs from Folklore. I believe it was My Tears Ricochet, Cardigan, Betty, The Last Great American Dynasty. And I can't remember the other ones. And at the concert, Taylor Swift had multiple outfit changes, multiple sets, and multiple choreographed dances. And all of that, remember, was spanning over 3.5 hours. And still, despite that, she made time to, you know, talk to the crowd. She addressed some rumors that Swifties think that she doesn't like Evermore, which she says is untrue. And she also opened the show with Lover, which she did Miss Americana and The Heartbreak Prince. And then she did Cruel Summer, Lover, and I can't remember off the top of my head what was next, but she just played so many of her hits. It was hit after hit, and it was dance after dance, and everyone was so excited. Everyone had such a special outfit going on, makeup. It was like, I don't want to describe it as the Hunger Games, but it's very Hunger Games-esque, where everyone was just, it was outrageous, but in the best way possible. So the Taylor Swift concert will be March 30th. I'm pretty sure it's the 30th. Hold on, let me check. Yes, it's the 31st, 1st, and 2nd at the Arlington Stadium. And I don't know about the rest of Texas, but that's just the one in Arlington. All right, this was all about what I know from the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, and I'll see you next week.